Nick Leggett and Jock Anderson this evening, but first, women in New Zealand are effectively working free for the rest of the year. Let me explain. The Council of Trade Unions say because women are paid on average 13% less than their male counterparts, their bosses are essentially getting free labour from them from today, November 14, through to January 1st. May Chen is the managing partner of Chen Palmer Law, and May joins on the program to talk about this. Thank you, May. I appreciate it.
No problems, Larry. How are you? As you know, I'm working for free anyway.
Yes, yes, you are. Yeah. So how do those numbers make you feel? What do you see in them? Have we made any progress?
Well, it's very interesting when you look at what the Ministry of for Women has found. I mean, it is closing. There's still a 9.4% gap. It's stalled in the last decade. And so they did a further study as to why it stalled. Because, you know, I mean, a lot of people are just getting very sick of this. You're always talking about the gap. You know, nothing we seem to do seems to be making a difference. And so, you know, it's come down to stereotypes. It's come down to societal attitudes about women working. It's come down to subconscious bias. So, you know, these are hard things to change. But look, the key thing for us to discuss is the fact that one of the first things this new Labour-led coalition government did, together with New Zealand First, was to repeal the bill that the outgoing National-led government had concerning pay equity. Now, that's pretty interesting.
Right. So, good or bad move in your
view?
Well,
I mean, look, the bill, as you know, it was a result of a working group. The working group arose because we had issues. Those issues arose from, you'll remember, the Terra Nova equal pay settlement about rest home workers and the fact that they weren't being paid enough. Mm. And so the government thought, well, we need to do something about this because actually a lot of those workers are being paid by the government or not being paid enough by the government. And so that came up with that working group came up with the Employment Pay Equity and Equal Pay Bill. Look, long story short, very complicated legislation. But what Labor was saying is that despite what that bill intends to do, which is to make it easier for women to bring pay equity claims direct to the employer rather than having to go through the courts, there's two main problems with it. First of all, it really only allows you to say, hey, I'm not getting paid as much as the other guy, if you point to somebody else who is actually in the same job as you, or in a similar business, or even in the same industry. If you want to go to an outside comparator, then you're not really allowed to do that, unless you can absolutely show that there's no ability to compare at all with anyone in your industry. The only problem is that the research generally finds that discrimination often systematically depresses the wages right across the entire workplace and industry. So often you do need to go outside to a completely distant comparator. The other thing is, the second point is accessibility. Basically, you could only use this legislation if you could show that you were performing work that which is predominantly performed by female employees. Now, I'm in a profession, it's called law. To be honest, we are now in a situation where I think we're heading towards 60% women graduates. But the reality is that most of the people in private practice, which is where I am currently working, you know, are male. And so if that was the case and I thought I was getting paid 10-20% less, be tough. I would not meritorious pay claim.
Is that the case in your industry? I don't want to stick with your industry because a lot of industries do have equal pay, don't they, for equal skills, experience, and so on and so forth. Is that the way it is?
Yeah, look, and it's hard because sometimes you analyse it. I mean, I'm a boss. I understand the issues. You know, it is difficult. At the end of the day, somebody needs to be the primary carer. And if you're the primary carer, sometimes it's hard. You know, the big jobs sometimes are the big jobs. It's all very well to talk about flexible working, Larry, but the reality is some jobs are not that flexible. I mean, you know, you want to be prime minister, it'd be pretty difficult to job share that or do that part-time. Mm. Sometimes if you want to be, you know, a lawyer at the coalface, it's pretty hard to do that part-time, you know. It's hard to say to your client at 3 p.m., look, I just got to go and pick up the kids. And so, you know, that does have an impact sometimes on how women do. We know that because we look at partnerships and law firms. I mean, that's the nadir in terms of getting paid, right? In terms of getting paid, well, you want to be a partner. And what do you find? Well, you know, below 30% are women and, you know, the predominant majority are men. Mind you, you know, it's a tough profession for everybody. Look, I'm a partner. It's hard work. So, and I'm not saying that women eschew hard work. I'm just saying that it is difficult to do that as well as another full-time job if you're a primary carer of kids.
Right. So two things. I think you mentioned before the pay gap is closing. I think it's the smallest in 5 years at 9.4% according to Stats NZ. So that 13%
right.
that I mentioned, the intro, is actually wrong. But so the dumping of this pay equity bill, do you believe so if they redraft and do something else, it'll improve the situation?
I'll tell you what it will do. Employers will look twice because they won't want to have a claim. They just don't want the trouble of having the claim. So they are going to say to themselves, okay, well, what are we doing to make sure that we're being fair? And they might do something similar to what happens at the Bank of New Zealand. I am the chair. I'm a director on the Bank of New Zealand board. I chair the People and Remuneration Committee. Look, we take out the salary figures of the male staff versus the female staff, and we make sure that there isn't a gap between them. And if there is, we really need to chew on our pencils and ask why. Because at the end of the day, you know, if it's merit-based, and there's no reason why these people aren't equally meritorious, otherwise they wouldn't have got the job. Why is there a gap? If there's a good reason and we can understand it on the basis of the evidence, that's fine. If we can't, then we have to say to ourselves, where is the subconscious bias?
Well said. Thank you, May. Always good to talk to you. I appreciate it indeed. That is May Chen, Managing Partner of Chen Palmer Law. The Huddle with CodeBlue.co.nz.